Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting third. The left fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Herb Crompton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Atlee Donald. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Atlee Donald. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a line drive towards first. Eaton catches it and steps on first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Sternweiss reaches third base with a triple. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sternweiss scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metheny. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schalk applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton takes first base on ball four. Lindell moves to second. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Crompton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Crosetti moves to second. Herb Crompton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crompton bunts towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crosetti moves to third. One out. Adley Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Crosetti scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk misplays the ball. That's an error on Schalk. Donald moves to second. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metheny hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Metheny reaches second base with a double. Donald scores. Sternweiss moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Eaton hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Crompton and he is safe. Moses steals second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Crompton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crompton is 0-for-1 in the game. Crompton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adley Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donald is 0-for-1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Donald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to second. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Metheny takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metheny moves to third. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Metheny scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Yankees. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Orville Grove. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crompton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton fields it and throws to second for the out. Michaels moves to third. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Moses moves to third. It's 4-1, Yankees. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Johnson now pitching. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Crosetti takes first base on ball four. Herb Crompton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crompton is 0 for 2 in the game. Crompton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Atlee Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donald bunts towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Crompton moves to second. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Metheny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crompton scores. Sternweiss moves to second. It's 5-1, Yankees. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindell hits a fly ball towards left. Dickshott settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dickshott. Lindell moves to second. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Eaton bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lindell moves to third. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Guy Cartwright pinch hits for Johnny Johnson. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donald fields it and throws to second for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Herb Crompton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crompton is 0-for-3 in the game. Crompton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Crompton reaches second base with a double. Adley Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donald strikes out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sternweiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Sternweiss reaches second base with a double. Crompton scores. It's 6-1, Yankees. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Sternweiss moves to third. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-3 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donald fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nagel moves to third. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-3 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nagel scores. Cuccinello moves to third. It's 6-2, Yankees. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuccinello scores. Schock moves to second. It's 6-3, Yankees. Kirby Farrell pinch hits for Frank Papish. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-4 in the game. Lindell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Lindell reaches second base with a double. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Eaton hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-4 in the game. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops it up and throws to first, with Donald covering, for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-4 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Cuccinello strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.